Pakistan's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister, Ishaq Dar, held talks with Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan in Islamabad, reaffirming the long-standing relationship between the two countries. The discussions focused on enhancing bilateral cooperation across multiple sectors, with both leaders also exchanging views on current regional developments. Deputy Prime Minister/Foreign Minister, Senator Mohammed Ishaq Dar at Mishaq Dar 50, spoke with the Foreign Minister of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Prince Faisal bin Farhan at Faisal bin Farhan. The two leaders reviewed entire gamut of deep-rooted and fraternal ties between the two. pic.twitter.com/usrqrw0s5. Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Pakistan, at Foreign Office PK, May 23, 2025. Meanwhile, Dar announced that Pakistan would upgrade its relations with the Afghan Taliban government, following extensive consultations with all relevant stakeholders. "We will do due diligence and discuss all pros and cons," Dar told reporters on Thursday, regarding the potential diplomatic shift. The announcement comes after China brokered a trilateral meeting in Beijing, which involved Dar, Afghan Foreign Minister Amir Khan Mataki, and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. The meeting led to an agreement between Pakistan, China, and Afghanistan to cooperate in the fight against terrorism, including addressing groups such as the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, TTP, and the Baloch Liberation Army, BLA. Read more: ties upgrade with Kabul after due diligence, Dar. In the trilateral talks, the three nations agreed to eliminate terrorism from their territories, with Dar emphasizing that Pakistan would not accept the use of Afghan soil for attacks against its security. Dar added that while terrorist groups might operate without the Afghan government's knowledge, any government-sanctioned attacks would be unacceptable. Dar also addressed the issue of Afghan refugees, stating that a new policy would allow Afghan refugees to enter Pakistan with a one-year multiple entry visa for $100. He underscored the importance of the Afghan government ensuring its soil is not used for terrorist activities against Pakistan. In his successful visit to China, Dar discussed a variety of issues, including regional developments, trade, and Afghan refugees. He also confirmed that China and Pakistan had agreed to extend the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, CPEC, to Afghanistan. The proposed projects include a new highway linking Peshawar to Kabul and a trans-Afghan railway to connect Central and South Asia. A month ago, a high-level Saudi delegation, led by Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud, arrived in Pakistan to explore investment opportunities. The delegation, which included key Saudi officials, aims to strengthen bilateral economic relations between Riyadh and Islamabad. Read more: high-level Saudi delegation arrives for investment talks.